All right, Shalom. It's Brother Zakaria from the Israelite Report podcast. I want to say all praises due to Yahweh by Shimi Avashah. Peace and blessings to the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing the truth and sincerity. This is some heavy piece of news right here. Nokia CEO says humans to be implanted with 6G chips. This is coming from Olisa.tv. Olisa.tv. And I saw this article. This article may be about a month old or so, maybe. Maybe a couple of weeks old. But the CEO of Nokia says humans will be implanted with 6G chips. Man, you can't get any closer. Can I get any closer to Revelation 13:16? Matter of fact, let's get that right quick. It says, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 603 66. We are in that time. What a time to be alive. I mean, this is straight out of Revelations. I'm going to read this title again because it's just, we have got to be close to getting out of here. Nokia, you know, like the cell phone, Nokia, CEO says humans to be planted with 6G chips, as in microchip. And again, it's coming from Olisa.tv. It says the chief executive officer of Nokia, Pekka Lundmark, has disclosed that smart gadgets will be implanted into human bodies in the next 8 years as technological innovation will evolve in the sixth generation network. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? What is this? And you got these niggas over here talking about Hotep and Amun-Ra and all of this foolishness with Kemet in a time like this. That's why the scriptures say watch and pray. That's another one that's been on my mind a lot. Watch and pray. This is going to catch a lot of people off guard. I mean, not only are they talking about the chip, but they're talking about 6G. Not even 5G, 6G. So you have the chip and you have the number. And he's saying this will be implanted within the next 8 years inside of humans. It says Pekka Lundmark, who is the CEO of Nokia, he says, By 2030, the 6G network will replace 5G wireless connection, which is currently being adopted across the world and planned for the Nigerian market in the second half of 2022. You have to understand this. In order for them to force you to take that thing, because a lot of people are going to be against it. Even the people that aren't watching and praying, when it's going to come a point where they're going to force you to take it. And a lot of people are going to be against it. Do you know what they're going to have to do in order to make people take that thing? It's not going to be like 2020 where you got an option. Stay in the house and watch TV. Watch damn Netflix and Hulu. People have no idea what's coming, man. These people really think they're going back to normal. Both political parties really think, because there's a great divide in the country on both sides. And both sides think that things are going to go back to normal in some way, shape, or fashion, whether it be through their party or whatever. But how do you read an article like this and not know that this is it, man? We're in the end. We are in the end. You know, this thing is over. It's not over. It's over. It's just like we're not in the last days. We're in the last days of the last days. It don't get no realer than this. How can you sit and watch Sarnetta TV and have debates or watch stupid-ass debates about Kemet in a time like this? This is not the time for that foolishness, man. I don't know what a lot of these people are thinking. The Lord cannot be dealing with them, man. The Lord must be blinding these people. Let me get the rest of this article here. Again, this is from Olisa.tv. It says, Lundmark, CEO of Nokia, projected 6G, which is currently under development, will make smartphones irrelevant upon completion. Nokia's chief executive made this known at the World Economic Forum, according to multiple media reports. He's on the big stage at the World Economic Forum. The globalist elites are touting this. Yet, we're crazy conspiracy theorists. Imagine that. Imagine it. This is unbelievable. I want to read this little part again. I'm sorry. I know I'll keep going over. This is unbelievable, right? It says here, he projected 6G, which is currently under development, will make smartphones irrelevant upon completion. Nokia's chief executive made this known at the World Economic Forum, according to multiple media reports. His statement comes amid the project of world's richest man, Elon Musk, which seek to implant chips into the human brain to create a computer-like visual interface. Currently, I don't even know how to say this word. Macaque. Anyway, it says being used to develop and perfect the chip. Okay? So they're using some kind of technology to perfect the chip at this very moment. It says in a video shared by the billionaire, the animal which had been implanted with the chip was seen playing mind pong by moving its hands with thoughts after being trained to move the joystick. Yeah. So all of your world's richest elites are on board with this. And the ones that probably aren't are going to keep their damn mouth shut because most of them are blackmailed, or if not all of them, are blackmailed and, what's the word I'm looking for? They're compromised, blackmailed and compromised. This is it. This is the last major prophecy before the big one, World War III. It says in a video shared by a billionaire. Oh, yeah, I read that already. But anyway, let me read it again. In a video shared by the billionaire, the animal which had been implanted with the chip was seen playing mind pong by moving its hands with thoughts after being trained to move the joystick. It says it was gathered that the most common interface will no longer be smartphones, as user behavior will change with the advent of 6G. He explained that smart glasses and other technology-driven devices will receive preference. Smart glasses. You know, they got smart glasses now. It says, in a quote, by then, the smartphones, as we know it today, will not be the most common interface. Many of these things will be built directly into our bodies. So all of this smartphone, smart technology, you know, easy pass, smart pass, all of this was created to get you used to the system, to slowly bring you into the beast system. That's what all of that was for. All right. All of this was for that. You know, they made it look like, all of this technology was being put into place to help you. But really, they had something up their sleeve. Okay? Matter of fact, let me see if I can get that right quick. Ecclesiasticus 14 and 7 says, and if he doeth good, he doeth it unwillingly, and at the last he will declare his wickedness. Okay? If he doeth good, he doeth it unwillingly. Okay? He doeth it unwillingly. He's not doing it for your betterment or to help you. All right? He's doing it with wickedness, man, in his heart. He's doing it unwillingly. All right? Let me get that again. Matter of fact, let me go. Yeah, it says here in the fifth verse, says, he that is evil to himself, to whom will he be good? He shall not take pleasure in his goods. Right? Because he saw, in the end, the elites especially, the elites are on top of these regular Edomites. Basically, they don't do anything good for you. They do what they do. They do it to get something out of you, or they're doing it to train you to go to the next step of their globalist agenda, right? It says, there is none worse than he that envieth himself, and this is a recompense of his wickedness. And if he doeth good, he doeth it unwillingly, and at the last he will declare his wickedness. So he's going to show you his face now. All of this stuff that he's giving out, these free phones, these Obama phones, he's getting the whole world used to having to use this technology so that he could hook you up to that beast system. All right. Let me see. Was something else I wanted to get here. Daniel 8:25, right? That should really come to mind. It says, and through his policy, also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hands, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. All right. It says, through his policy, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. All right. He shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. You know, the promise of peace. You know, the promise of peace, like the scriptures say, when they should think peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. And through his policy, right? Just like with the lockdowns, you know, it take 2 weeks to slow the curve, you know, or take 2 weeks to stop the spread or whatever. How did that turn out? What did they do? They destroyed all the small businesses and kept the big business open. Through his policy, also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. All right. And he shall magnify himself in his heart. Because, you know, he saw these rich elite top banking families. They're very bold and boastful and full of pride. And he believes that they're gods on earth. It says, and by peace shall destroy many. By peace. They're always promising peace. And they promised peace in the Middle East. How did that turn out? Never trust thine enemy, right? It says, he shall also stand up against the prince of princes, right? Because he's going to stand up against Yahweh Shah and the angels, right? And get their ass whooped too. It says, but he shall be broken without hand. He's going to be torn down in 1 hour, man. In 1 hour. It says here in Proverbs 29:2, it says, when the righteous are in authority, right? When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. People are in mourning. And they're really going to be in mourning once this NWO pop off for real. For real, for real. All right? But I want to say this here, right here. In Proverbs 18:10, says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. That's when you have peace and safety, is when you run into the strong tower of the Lord, right? You're seeking peace and safety. You know, we're not just doing this for nothing, man. We're doing this out of fear. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Right? Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We're not just doing this for nothing. It says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. That's where your peace and your safety come from. It says, before destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility. All right? Haughtiness comes before destruction. Pride comes before the fall. Right? Says, but before honor is humility. See, being humble is a honorable thing. A lot of people don't have honor, especially in this world today. That's why they don't want to hear the word of the Lord, because they would have to humble themselves and show humility. They don't want to do that. It says, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. All right? He that answereth the matter. You ever seen a nigga, before you even get a chance to say anything, nigga running his mouth, popping off at the mouth, he already got an answer without even knowing what the damn question is? Or he got a question before knowing what the answer is? Either way, Jake is off. Jake is crazy. Jake is silly. Jake has lost his damn mind. And he's getting worse and worse, man. They're more wicked than the wicked. They're more wicked than the wicked. Jake has lost his damn mind. You know? Here it is. You have these rich elites at the World Economic Forum openly discussing, openly, by the way, openly discussing and planning the world, the whole entire world, with this 6G chip. And Jake is running around thinking he's going to go back to normal and that he's going to be able to go on vacations forever. You got these silly Negro women running around talking about a hot girl summer. They trying to do it up, getting as much mischief as they can possibly get into. Setting niggas up, getting niggas robbed, getting niggas killed. You know, sleeping with her man's best friend. Seeing how she can cause division. Sometimes these women, they'll get you to fight over them just to have something to do, because she might be bored that day. You tell me I'm lying. Sometimes they do it just to see if they can do it. You know, you get the stupid Jake, he don't know no better. I had to kick one of my exes to the curb for that. That's a long story. But, I mean, it happens, man. These women are, you know, find me a righteous one. Find me a righteous one. But that's the spirit and the mindset of these two-thirds, man, men and women. Both are gone crazy. You know, brothers always getting on the women, but these dudes are feminine anyway. You know, they got the spirit of a woman on them. They got that spirit on them anyway, man. You know, I get on a train, I see these dudes bugged out and effeminate. They don't know whether they want to be a gangster or a mo. You know what I mean by mo, right? LGBTQ, XR, YZ, 9, 10, 11, you know what I mean? I throw everything in there. Because, I mean, they're numbers at this point. Just say whatever, man. Right? The pronoun people. All right? Jake want to be both, man. You know? Jake be walking around with a pistol and a little purse around his neck. Jake crazy, man. Jake crazy. But it said times would be like this, man. We are definitely in the last days, man. I know people have been saying that for years. But there's never been a time like this. When has there ever been a time in history where they've openly said they're going to be putting chips in? Soon. Not even. Remember back in the day, it used to be like, oh, you know, the year 2045, 20-something. No, we're at that point where they're saying the next 8 years. So what does that mean? That means they got to bring hell on earth prior to that. In order for them to get to the point where they want to make people take that thing, or they're able to make people take that thing, they got to bring hell. Because out of chaos is order, right? Order out of chaos. Right? I saw what they did during the 2020 outbreak. So it's going to be the same thing, except this time much, much worse. Much, much worse this time around. Because this is the big one. All right, Shalom. It's Brother Zakaria from the Israelite Report podcast. I want to say all praises due to Yahweh by Shimei Avashai. Peace and blessings to the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth. Spreading the truth in sincerity. I had a heavy dream, and I remember parts of it where we were in another lockdown, and in a dream, you know, the person that was telling me, yeah, we're in a lockdown again, and I thought they were joking, and I kind of like laughed it off, like, yeah, right. And then I turned on the news, and they were talking about lockdown. And I was like, man, ain't nobody going for that, right? So I was laughing, you know, still not believing it. And then I opened the door and looked outside, and the streets were empty. Like, nobody was doing anything. Nobody was going anywhere. So I don't know what the dream meant, but, you know, I brought that up to say that, you know, about a year prior to the original lockdown, 2020, I had a dream. Really, it was like a nightmare that, you know, the sky was like really like darkened, and everywhere people went, you know, cops were harassing them, even shooting people in the street, you know? And it was like martial law on steroids, though. And, you know, I'm not going to go into the whole dream, but it was real bad. Like, it was bad, bad, like stay in your house bad, you know? And so... You know, when I woke up today, I thought about it like, you know, it's a dream. But, you know, the last time I had a dream, something happened like a year later. You know, we had the lockdowns. All right. So I don't know, man. We don't know. We know we're in that time. We know that things are getting serious. We know that. Things are speeding up real fast, and you can't even keep up with the news anymore. But again, like the scriptures say, woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help. Your trust got to be in Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shah. That's the only thing you have left, or really ever had, to be honest with you. Only thing you ever had was faith in Yahweh Shah, Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shah. Because this place is going down, okay? And as I keep stressing on this podcast, Russia, China, they're bragging about their missiles, man. They're bragging about what they have in their military arsenal, and they're doing it openly. Why? Because for years they've sat back and watched America destroy itself and become what you call politically correct or whatever, and kind of like destroy their own military, mess their own military up, you know. They got the LGBT XYZs in the military and weaken their military while the U.S. was weakening their military. China and Russia was building theirs up. And I remember this as a kid. I remember seeing news reports about how China was sacrificing everything to build their military. All right. Jeremiah 51:25 says, behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make the a burnt mountain. Okay. So, yes, Esau plotteth, but the Lord plotteth also. You know, he plots, but the Lord plots also. The Lord is going to bring about the real great reset. You got to remember that, you know, because, you know, sometimes we talk about what Esau is doing a lot, but you also got to keep in mind that the Lord is ultimately in control. The deceived and the deceiver are his. Right? The deceived and the deceiver are his. All right? Let me get Psalms 37 and 12. It says, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. All right? The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. All right? So keep that in mind. Like, yeah, they're plotting. Yeah, they're probably going to lock things down again. They're going to probably roll out some new illness and say, we got to lock everything down again. And they're going to try to push that narrative. Because remember, 2020 was just a test run. Brothers got to remember that. 2020 was just a test run. And that was ultimately the elites, the so-called elites, the powers that be, testing the people to see what the will of the people were and how far along would they go along with this. So when they get ready for the chip, you know, the MOTB mark, you know, the mark of the beast, when they get ready to roll that thing out, then the show really starts, all right? Because that's what this is coming out. That's what this is coming down to. Okay? No man shall buy or sell. No man will be able to buy or sell. But again, Psalms 37, 12, the wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword. That was Esau's blessing. His blessing was the sword. Right? And who's the son of the wicked? Esau, Edom. Right? Sons of God, sons of man, sons of the wicked. Esau being the son of the wicked, his blessing was the sword. All right? It says, the wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. And that's what I was alluding to, that, yeah, they're plotting, but the Lord plotteth also. Okay, they plan, but the Lord plans also, right? There's nothing new under the sun. The Lord is not, the Lord is not even worried about Esau, and neither are the angels. You know, when they come down here, when the angels come down here to visit Babylon and these other nations, they're going to do damage. Okay, it says in 1 hour. It's going to take them 1 hour to destroy them. You know? And even Vladimir Putin is bragging, saying that his hypersonic missiles can reach the East Coast. I think he said in half an hour or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong. I forgot. Damn, I think he said a half hour. But if that's what Vladimir Putin got, imagine what the angels got, right? Imagine what the angels of the Lord have. You know? I mean, you can only imagine. Think about how long it took Esau to build up this kind of technology. So you can imagine what the angels have. Anyway, it says the sword shall enter into their own heart. The deceived and the deceiver are his. Okay? He put that spirit on Esau to think that he is in control and that he has his power. And even when they realize that they don't, and they're going to be afraid in the middle of the fight, they're still going to fight because the Lord going to put that spirit, you know, just like he did Pharaoh. The sword shall enter into their own heart and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Okay? Especially in that day. Especially now in these end times, because a lot of these, look at these rappers, man. They finding out real quick that their money doesn't mean anything. Okay? They getting arrested. They're going to jail. They're getting shot and murdered. They're being sacrificed by these wicked elites. Okay? They finding out real fast that they sold out for their money, and that money ain't doing nothing for them. Okay? It's not doing nothing for them. So it's coming down to the wire. And that dream that I had, you know, I don't know. I looked out. It didn't show much, you know what I mean? It wasn't as heavy as a dream as the very first dream that I had right before the original lockdown. But it was a dream nonetheless that there would be another one. All right. And look, you know, a lot of these people with these high-minded attitudes, you know, these uppity Negroes that think they done made it because they got a, you know, maybe got, you know, $80,000 a year job or whatever, $100,000 a year job or whatever. You know, time going to come when all that's going to be brought to naught. First of all, the dollar is collapsing and they're going to destroy all of that paper money BS anyway. And you can be put on that digital Fed coin or whatever coin they decide to roll out. And you're going to have to take it. You ain't going to have no choice. And they can cut it off at any moment, you know? Just like they can cut off your EBT card or whatever, they can cut off your damn digital currency also. So that whole Bitcoin thing was set up as a trap to get people on that digital, get used to the digital dollar. You know, digital currencies or whatever. We understand. We know the game that Esau play. And that was the introduction mode. So they bring out this new coin. And that's going to be attached to the B system. You know, the MOTB. And you're going to have to get that chip in order for it to work. Right? That way they have control over you and they can cut you off at any moment. All right. So, you know, just get ready, be prepared, and understand that the Lord is our deliverer. Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help. You will not get help from Egypt, man. Egypt can't help itself. Egypt cannot help itself. So why in the hell would you go down to Egypt for help when you see Egypt being destroyed right before your eyes? Why? You know this place got nothing left. You know, it's no need in looking back like Lot's wife. You want to keep moving, man. Now is the time to buckle down. And I'm speaking for myself, too. Now is the time to buckle down and really pray unto the Lord that he give you more strength and more knowledge, more wisdom, because it's going to take wisdom to move in this society. It's going to take the wisdom of the Lord to know, look, don't get into this, don't get into that, don't, you know, because we're still in these fleshly bodies, you know. We're still in these, and we have to fight with the flesh all the time. We wrestle now with flesh and blood, with principalities, but we're still in these fleshly bodies, man. You know, we can try to pretend like we're Superman and, yeah, we super Israelite this and super Israelite that, but we still are in these fleshly bodies. At the end of the day, we're still in these fleshly bodies and the flesh calls for certain things. However, you know, we die daily. We die daily and we're really going to have to die like, you know, even the things that we're used to, we're going to have to get used to not having or living without or being able to be on the move, you know, going from one place to the other because we don't know how this thing is going to, you know, we know how it ultimately is going to end, but we don't know when. No man knows the time nor the hour, you know, we don't, the day nor the hour, we don't know. This thing could pop off at any moment. You know, they could put up a false flag at any moment and just shut everything down. We've seen it before. It happened before, but the next time it's going to be ramped up even more. All right. I wanted to get this scripture here because this is, in my opinion, you know, this scripture right here kind of sums up a lot. Now, because, you know, it sums up a lot, especially in what's going on right now. You know, with these secret Bilderberg meetings and wars and rumors of wars and everything else. And we know that the elites have an agenda mainly to take out the children of Israel. They're plotting against the just. But Psalms 37 and 12 says, "The wicked plotteth against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him," right? So even though Esau is rolling out his New World Order agenda, the Lord is laughing at him, all right? Job 12 chapter says, "The deceived and the deceiver are his." All right. All right. So that's with that understanding, they're being deceived right now into thinking that they're going to set up a new world order. But the new world order that's to come is the Lord's new world order. And ultimately, the children of Israel, you know, will be in authority, right? Will be in rulership, you know? And part of the problem with Jake is they don't have a rule, they don't have a ruling class mentality. It says the Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. It says the wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. All right. So they're gonna try to come at us, but they're gonna end up ultimately destroying themselves. It says, and their bows shall be broken. All right. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Now you've heard me, if you've been listening to this podcast, I bring that out a lot. But that's important to understand that we're dealing with a power, all right, that is in full command, full control, has full authority on the right hand and the left hand side. So anything that happens, it's the will of the Lord. So all of these evils is of the will of the Lord. So who do you want to have faith in? Who do you want to have trust in? Who you're going to go down to Egypt for help? And this time, no. So I say, you know, now is the time to come back to the remembrance of your Savior. Now is the time. Okay? Now is not the time to be looking back like Lot's wife, trying to see if you can go back and get your goodies, your valuables, because nothing of value, there's nothing of value in this world. This world is already over. It's just circling the drain. America's circling the drain, as I believe it was George Carlin, believe he said that. All right. So stay in prayer. Fast and pray, and know that the Lord has the Lord has, he has the ultimate say in all of this, despite what Esau says, despite what your family says, despite what the people around your coworkers, and they're going to look at you like you're crazy. They're going to look at you and tell there's something different about you. All right. But our fear, we should fear the Lord more than we fear men. Men can't do anything. Men can't deliver. They can't deliver themselves. What we need in these times is a savior, a deliverer. Stay in the faith, because we are justified by faith.